Russia.
And we're live, I hope, on Adobe Radio. Thank you, Adobe, for putting up with our shenanigans, hoping that we're live. And
thanks,
I
Adobe.
I think we are, though. I think we did
I think we're live.
I think we did it. You know, we've got the hang of this live thing. We've been doing it live. You know, we've been doing it live for a while.
A long time now.
You know, thank you, Adobe, again. You know, for realsies. Like, you have no idea. Thank you, Adobe. Follow us on Twitter at Cool Nerd Weed. Follow us everywhere else, Cool Nerd Weed Show. Word on the streets is that socialclub.tv is coming back.
It's coming back.
Maybe. That's what I've seen on the internet.
Yeah, the interwebs.
Coming from our close personal friend, Burner.
And
whom we know personally.
Is the Social Club TV and the app as well, right?
Yeah, I don't fucking know. I don't know. I don't know. I believe it when I see it. I will. I don't know. I don't trust anything anymore. No, I do. I think it just got out of hand really quickly.
Oh, for sure.
At the Social Club. And you know. But there needs to be a space, and this is where the Social Club can come in. There needs to be a space for cannabis creators.
I mean, okay, so we wanted completely uncensored cannabis social media, and then it went awry. So maybe we need a little bit of I don't want to say censorship, but regulation.
Listen, there's etiquette. I'm very big on not regulating the internet. And that's probably very hot button. But we don't have to get into that because we're a weed show and we can stick to the weed stuff. Regulating weed content definitely does like toe a line because it's like, you know, like you could be TikTok and just ban everything that like resembles weed content. Or you could be like these other apps where it's like people are just selling weed. You know what I mean? Like, they're, you know, like people
and
are just
guns and lean
and guns. And then it leads to like a Silk Road. And like, you don't want to be on the Silk Road because we don't, you know, like that's not why we're doing a podcast, is to like at all.
Shit.
So it bums us out, you know, like it's a bummer when you log on to a fucking app and it's like, it's literally the Silk Road. Like, that's what a lot of these apps became, and Social Club unfortunately fell into that whole thing.
Yeah, I block and remove like half a dozen followers a day that want to sell
they,
me
like,
some
DM
shit
you,
and
yeah.
DM us because we're not really interested in that kind of thing.
No, not all. Even at all. Like, that's kind of our thing. Is that we're something else?
So, you know, anyway. We would appreciate a cannabis forward social media app.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I don't know. I feel there's like some floating around on TikTok that like, who knows? I think they're like Canada-based though. Love you, Canadians. I don't know how that works.
Yeah,
I don't know how, like, is the internet the same as it is up there?
I think so. I don't know. We're on Cannabuzz and that's pretty cool. And
we're on
Buddy Jane and that's kind of cool too.
Yeah. But there's like one other one that I can't remember.
And all the rest of them that I've tried to log into, like, they just don't fucking work for one reason or another.
Because. Because it's weed. And for some reason.
Cool Nerd Weed app.
You want to start an app? Oh, no. We're those guys.
No.
You want to develop an app?
You want to start an app? It specifically says.
Don't develop an app.
We'd like to develop an app.
Well. All that said, we are somewhere on the internet because it's allowed in a way, but not in another way. Weed is weird that way. I guess, you know, we are going to talk about the Sha'Carri Richardson story. I got like hit up a lot about that whole shebang.
Yeah, for sure.
It's fucked up. But first, we'll talk about good things. So we went to another event. We have only been to one other event this year, and it was from the same company that we really liked, these Pure Wanna dudes. And we had a great time. It was awesome. We had good times. We shared some pictures. We'll share some more pictures. It was packed. There was like a lot of people.
There was a lot of people.
There. It was right in my hood. It was like right in Hollywood.
The north end.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like a speakeasy. That's what it was, I guess.
Yeah, the dudes that open these bars, they do a speakeasy vibe, and there was like a burlesque show. And
oh yeah, that was awesome. That was really cool.
it was a cool vibe. It was a high and dry, pure one.
Yeah. And like, yeah, it was cool. We at the bar, they were serving like 2.5 milligrams of the Piruana powder. We have some samples. We were going to make Jello shots. We will make Jello shots.
Yeah.
With them. You're determined.
I'm hell-bent.
Hell-bent. Yeah. If I didn't turn over, I didn't hear about the Jello shots this week. You're very.
I texted you like every couple hours. I'm like, I'm making Jello shots.
So the Jello shots. And I was like, no, we're going to do it.
Do you want to develop some Jello shots?
You want to develop a Jello shot? And I do love a Jello shot. I don't know. The Piruana people, we told them about the Jello shot in the beginning, and I feel like they were dubious.
Yeah, they were. They poo-pooed it.
Yes, they were like, well, you know. And I get it because it's a dissolvable THC, so it's in a powder form. You put it in like liquids, like a cocktail form. So
exactly,
if you, and the thing that I did appreciate this, and we talked about this with some peeps that we met, was like, yeah, weed is different than alcohol. We all know that, but you know, when you go to a bar and you don't drink a lot, which I had a period in time. I do have periods in time that I can't drink. Being the person to be like, oh, you know, I would like to be inebriated, or like just some sort of like socially lubricated, like,
yeah, exactly.
You know, like what do I do? And so going out front and smoking weed was always kind of the thing. But then like you're going out, you're disrupting the flow. You're kind of like, it sounds very simple and it sounds very unnecessary, but those things matter to people and to us. Like I worked in comedy and that was very hard for me when I didn't drink, and I didn't drink during those days. But if I could just chill at the bar and this sounds like an ad and it's not a hashtag ad, I guess technically it could be, but like if I had these bitches to like pour in my drink and like I would be able to be socially, you know, like out there, that would be like a game changer for me. It helps a lot of people who can't drink.
I enjoy mocktails, and if I could go into a bar, some sort of social atmosphere, and just drink a THC infused cocktail, I would. I'm all for it.
Yeah, it was great. It was a good time. We had a good time.
Yes, we did. Crafty cocktails.
They were delicious.
They were. We upsized our THC milligrams almost every time with every cocktail.
Yes, we even had like just like straight up water.
Some shots. We did shots.
Because that's what I did. And I guess this will parlay into the Sha'Carri Richardson story. But like I had taken two, because from our first event, I don't have a lighter. I'm just holding this. If you want to light it.
Oh, yeah. Let me grab my lighter.
From our first event, they had given us samples for like the 10 milligrams Piruanas. And, you know, we had been enjoying them. And I had put them in my water bottle for poolside enjoyment, and then I brought them to the gym. I brought that same water bottle to the gym. You know, I washed it. I thought it was like, what? And like, I definitely residual. Was like, oh, I could taste it. So I was like, shit, why do I taste weed? And I was like, oh, that's because like there's some Piruana shit in here. And I was like, it's fine. It'll be fine. But like, honestly, it hits you way quicker. And you also sober up quicker, but like it hits you way quicker when you put it in this form and you drink it. Science, you know, it's the way it is. So I was like, uh-oh.
The powder metabolizes quickly.
Yes.
For sure.
And especially like if you're moving and grooving, you know, you're kind of like, you have your metabolism running around. So I did. And I was like, you know, I personally don't love consuming cannabis before I work out. It's literally the only time you need an ashtray.
Yeah, I do. I love consuming cannabis before I work out.
I know. Some people do. Oh, it's outside.
It is.
Maybe the bowl?
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah.
Improvise.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. Well, even like an edible? You'll take like an edible?
I have. I've taken edibles really? Before. I've gone to my Krav Maga classes, and the instructor, I'm pretty sure he busted me. And then use me as a fucking test ragdoll dummy for the class, which is fine because I was pretty lit.
I know people who do, for sure. But I definitely don't it's not for me. It's just not. I get very affected by it. It's like the one, it's literally the one time that I can't smoke weed.
I'll be running on the elliptical like a maniac, just like happy, just super happy and probably getting
so
higher.
Do you think Sha'Carri Richardson shouldn't run?
No, I mean,
you think if you're running on the elliptical,
well, okay,
I'm just kidding. No. Like, it's ridiculous, no, and the whole thing is like insane.
But
is it a performance enhancing drug?
I don't know if it was performance enhancing for me. I was enjoying my performance
for
more than anything.
Right. It's not like you were super. Person, you just lost track of time, and like that's what people say. Well, it's good for lifting. I hear a lot of people who want to get gains, they just like smoke blunt and like zone out. Honestly, I've tried it many times in many different ways, accidentally apparently this week, and it's not for me. It just doesn't work. It makes me tired. It makes me dizzy. My blood pressure, I think,
sort of fluctuates a little bit.
Yeah. So, and I do know people. Where that happens too, not
sure.
Planting seeds, not trying to say that that will happen to you or it won't. Bodies are different. And I don't recommend it or not recommend it, but I can say with like confidence that it's not, it shouldn't be on the same level as, you know,
as like steroids or amphetamines or HGH or human growth hormone and anything else that's on the banned substance list.
So have you been following the
the Sha'Carri Richardson story? Yes, I have.
Have you heard of it? Have you heard of the Olympics?
The Olympics. Yes, I have. Happens every 4 years. In this case, 5 years.
And yes, extended time. And you know, so many athletes looked forward to this time, and I really just feel like it's a traumatic Olympics to be a part of, and you know, there's a lot of shit going on that like we could speak to, but the one thing that like we know is weed, and this is a big thing happening, what do you say to the people who are like, well, those are the rules, and she broke the rules?
Oh, okay.
My answer is it shouldn't be a rule in the first place, but also like that's kind of a.
It's like like hindsight of.
Right. It's just like, well, you know.
It's a rule, and then you know, actually, WADA, the World Anti-Doping Agency, changed the rules a few years back to increase the parameters to where cannabis. So like. You know, you wouldn't get popped for secondhand smoke, sort of, but the parameters were that like you've actually ingested some sort of cannabis too. Because somebody claimed it was a Canadian snowboarder. Remember back in the few years back, he tested positive later on, and they actually gave him a medal, and Canada was like, we're not taking it back. You can keep your medal, dude.
Yeah.
But it was such a low amount that he says he was at a party and was secondhand. Well, so then it changed.
Like that happened with Shaun White. That happened with Michael Phelps. That happened with fucking the fastest guy, dude. Like a bunch of Olympic athletes have been not in Olympic training, but have been
Usain Bolt,
the fastest dude in the world. Like they all partake in cannabis.
Okay.
Within the testing parameters, I honestly don't know anything about it. Like I know what I read. I know, but
you're an Olympic athlete. You're probably not doing fucking bong reps before you go and do
That's my thing. Is like you physically can't. And you know, there's all those like tweets going on. That's like if you can run an 11-second 100-meter, like. On weed, then like you should absolutely be running it because you're a super person, and like that's true. You know, like you physically can't train even any boxer, you know, because boxers are notoriously advocates for weed, but they have to say no when it's training season. However, the circumstances, if it was a training issue, that'd be one thing, but it's a disqualifying issue, and I think, you know, that like speaks to her, like unfortunately, it like she has to defend it, which I don't think you should ever have to defend smoking weed ever. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that's just where I land. But people are saying rules are rules, like blah, blah,
it's,
blah.
You know, even Biden said rules are rules. And
he did.
It's,
he did. And what do you say to that? I guess they are, you know,
rules are rules. Even if they're unjust, they're unjustified and unjustifiable.
And she's so gracious. Like, she's been so gracious and so, like, human and, like, has raised so much awareness to, like, the reasoning behind all of this. And
I was trying to figure out where, what, you know, she was, the Olympic trials were in Oregon, where cannabis is legal.
Right. It was legal.
And they're probably there for a while. And so, you know, her test was in Oregon, where cannabis is legal.
Where it's legal.
She is covered by the water rules, and she knew the rules.
Right.
She was dealing with some personal trauma.
Right. Her mother had just passed. She found out, like, an interview or something.
You know, she could have chose alcohol and drank herself stupid and still passed the WADA testing protocol.
That's pretty
so
fucked up.
that's sort of fucked up.
That's kind of unacceptable. You know, like, it's like, and listen, I don't always love paralleling weed with alcohol. However,
but there's no.
Let's think about, like, just training. You know what I mean? Or let's think about performance enhancing or whatever that commission was, like, formed for. Like, if it does anything to, like, impair or enhance, shouldn't be consumed. So like, alcohol does that. You know what I mean? Alcohol fucks you up for a time. But you retain water. You're sick. It's toxic. It's poison. But you can do that. You can drink yourself to a stupor.
Probably sweat it out in that 100 meters.
Take a water pill. Call it a day. But weed, even if it's, like, no matter what the context, is considered, like, doping. And, you know, yes, that is something that shouldn't be a thing. 100%. And I hope that out of this comes reform, you know, comes, like, a shame, because people are pissed. People look at it and there's a lot wrong with it.
So let's break down the what WADA has to say about the rules of cannabis. The agency classifies a substance as prohibited if they meet two of three criteria. Mm-hmm. So the substance is performance enhancing. Mm-hmm. It's a health risk to athletes, mm-hmm. and it violates the spirit of sport. So, you know, let's think about that for a second.
What does that mean?
Violates the spirit of sport. So these are pretty broad. Is cannabis a performance-enhancing substance? In my opinion, I say no.
I gotta go with no.
So is it a risk to the athlete? The athlete's health? You're probably only at risk at recovering faster and getting a good night's sleep.
On CNN said that, like, if you're skiing high, it's a risk. Somebody was like, but there's, like, competitions, like, skiing and, like, race car driving. Or, like, what, you know, like those sorts of, like, extreme sports.
Sure. This is true. So before I go on the alpine downhill, am I going to smoke a blunt if I'm an Olympic athlete? Probably not.
No.
When I'm done training, would I like to smoke?
Sure.
Yeah, I think that would be great for my recovery process and my mental health as an athlete. But, at the same time, I'm probably not going to drink a fucking six pack before I go downhill skiing either.
No, and it wasn't like she's, like, you know, even if she was lighting up every day, there's an argument that there's nothing wrong with that. But, like, this was a very particular circumstance, and you know, it's a shame. I'm good until later. Like, it is. I don't know what to do or say, because, like, it sucks that these are rules, and it sucks that, like, it's a thing, and there's a lot of people, including us, who think it's insane and that she should run, and you know, breaking the rules, going to Tokyo, Japan.
Yeah, where cannabis is
highly illegal. Cannabis is what Say No to Drugs campaign wanted it to be back then. Like, cannabis is real life fucking, you are exiled for being caught with it or testing positive of it. And, you know, whether that has one thing or another to do with this particular case, I don't know. But, like, it doesn't help that it's in a country like Japan who very much does not accept recreational cannabis use.
No, they even, when I went through the customs and border check at in Tokyo, Narita Airport, they pointed to there was three things they pointed to pictures and made sure I didn't have. One was a fucking pot leaf. I was like, no, I don't have any of those, or needles or pills. I don't have that. The other was pornography. I was like, I do have one of those. I do have a Playboy magazine, which they took from me.
Wow.
And there was a third thing. I can't remember. It was...
You just traveled with your Playboy magazine.
Well, it was the 90s. we didn't have the internet back then. And it was a new issue. It just came in the mail. So I'm like, I got to read this.
Yeah.
So with that. But is there a light at the end of this?
Well, you know, they are saying that, like... I think I saw like a Biden thing that was just like they're looking at reforming, you know.
Shikari Richardson is young.
Yeah.
She will probably qualify for the next Olympics.
She'll be okay. She'll be okay. She's just like, she is suffering, and you know, she's doing her best to like put on a brave face, and I believe her and I respect her and I know she's strong, but like, this has to suck. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like there's just no like going around how fucking sucky this must be for her, you know, like after being so badass and then doing what you do and just the circumstances, it's torture. It's cruel, you know, like just speaking from like an emotional level, black and white. She broke rules. Whether they should be rules in the first place at all is stupid enough.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
they are. So yes, that is the thing. But like, just circumstances around it and looking at the nuance, like, it's fucking stupid and maddening. And yes, is she young? Will she bounce back? Like, hopefully, sure. You know what I mean? Hopefully she'll be a big fucking superstar in the next round. Right now, it's like, it is, you know, not cool to watch something like testing positive for weed.
I watched her qualifying run. Oh my god,
she's great. She's like fucking crazy. Just like
she's so fast. She's so fast and just like at ease and just turned it on at the end. It was like gone.
Yeah, yeah. Like
I hit up Shikari on Twitter.
Nice.
See if she'd come on the show.
That'd be cool.
And to let her know that we support her.
Fuck yeah, we do. Like.
And we stand by Shikari.
Dude, all day. And like, stop testing for weed. Stop it.
Yeah. I mean,
fucking
come on.
Stop it.
Come on.
Stop it, Olympics. This is like the fact that this is a rule. That's where the root of the problem is. Like, yeah, we can say all day long you broke rules, but you know, like everybody who smokes weed in states that aren't legal break rules. So like, let's stop it. Let's stop like this major drastic call on weed.
When you think about this, the places in the world where cannabis is actually legal now, it's like a good portion of the state, all of Canada,
yeah,
Mexico,
yeah,
several places in South America,
oh, yeah,
some places in Europe. And I mean, yeah, it's just,
it's not like a weird thing, you know. It's not like, oh my god, like it's not. And especially where it was done. Like, if you want to really, really break it down, like it was in Oregon, and Oregon is legal as fuck. So there's not like, this is, it's truly, 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 truly like a shame that this is like a discussion, and it's like a thumbs down for sure. I don't know. I hope reform comes from this. I hope we see how like devastating it is for like so many to like have their dreams crushed for literally no reason. Like, she did nothing wrong, you know, and still came out in a respectful and gracious way saying like, I am human and I broke the rules and I know that I did. And like, it just, and like I said, it's not, it shouldn't be under that class because it doesn't enhance your performance. It just doesn't. Like, yes, you can smoke it or whatever you do to like zone out and whatever, but an Olympian, like who's training to be an Olympian, like I would reckon, and I don't know because I don't train to be an Olympian, but I do know from my own feelings, I don't like the feeling of smoking and working out. And I can imagine if you're fucking like working out as an Olympian that smoking weed, doing those things, too much fucking water will throw you out of whack. So smoking weed as when you're training as an Olympian will not enhance your performance. I'm not a doctor or a scientist. I can just tell you that I know that to be true.
True, true.
So that shouldn't even be a thing up for debate. What should be is that it's a rule in the first place. And, you know, it would be wonderful if we woke up tomorrow and something happened and she could run. Because she deserves to run. She really does. And, I would be very encouraged if that happened. So I keep saying, like, put out vibes that...
You know, I think WADA will probably reexamine its stance sooner or later.
I hope so.
I mean, there's a huge outcry.
Yeah, there's people. It's a backlash.
There's a lot of people want to know why cannabis is still on your anti-doping.
So. Yeah. It shouldn't be. Yeah, because like you said, she could have drowned her pain in alcohol, which is, you know, not nearly as... You can't... Bouncing back from alcohol is, like, harder. You know, like, that's just, like, science.
Just about everything you do other than cannabis that if she wanted to do will leave your system very quickly.
Yeah.
If she chose other ways to, I don't know... Self-medicate, yeah. I suppose. So... You know, unfortunately, our favorite one of cannabis just sticks in your system for a long time.
It does. But it's the best thing.
It is.
It's the best thing.
And least harmful of all of the things you could possibly do.
It is. And, you know, I understand, you know, the tendency to be like everything, including weed, is off the table. But I don't think that that's a good way to be. And I don't think that that's like accurate. And I don't think that that's helpful because weed helps a lot of people who are addicted to a lot of things. So like, not only is it not enhancing, it's also like a good way to not do other things. So, she could have really gone off the rails there.
Yeah.
And didn't, and chose something, a substance that was legal and available and that would not inhibit her for days and days and days. Alcohol, like, yeah, it leaves your system, but it's like bad for you. It's poison. So like if she drank herself into a fucking stupor, she would be fucked up. You cannot train in full capacity when you're hungover, you know, like
it causes harm.
It causes harm to your organs,
but it's not on the anti-doping list,
but that's okay. You can do that. So yeah, you know, like just like the world is saying, change the laws, and I don't know if it'll be in time for the freaking Olympics this year that I like don't even know how I feel about. Like, I know a lot of people have dreams and like I respect those dreams to be in the Olympics, but like I hate them. I just feel like there's so much bad that goes on, and especially this year.
There's fucked up. Oh, there's a lot. There's a lot to unpack about the Olympics. There's a lot of people calling to boycott the Olympics.
It's not the best this year. So
there's a lot coming out.
Yeah, you know,
we're just here to talk about the cannabis part.
Yes,
but
exactly.
There's a lot going on.
So much. So, and this really just doesn't help. You know, this really just like is just like, God, dude, like, figure it out. Update your shit.
Yeah, it's 2021 for fuck's sake.
It's stupid. What are we doing? You know?
I don't know.
What are we doing? What we're doing is we're gonna take a break. Think we're gonna come back and talk about New Jersey.
Virginia.
There's
a lot. There's a lot of progress happening in the world.
There's stuff happening, but also like.
Yeah, we've got some New Jersey. We've got Virginia. We've got.
Yeah.
We've got all kinds of things for you.
Yeah. Yeah, all kinds of things. Okay, we're back.
It's the Cool Nerd Weed Show with TS and Sasha. Don't panic. It's organic.
Was full of impossible burger. We're back. It's the Cool Nerd Weed Show. That's TS.
And that's Sasha.
And we're back on Adobe Radio. Thank you, Adobe, for giving us this time. We love it so much, and we love you so much. Okay, this article is misleading because it's like it leads with like New Jersey. So you think it's like a New Jersey article. But it like uses Massachusetts as like a guide.
Yeah.
Which is interesting because Massachusetts kind of like didn't really get it right either. I mean, what they landed on is good, but I guess like towns in Massachusetts, I guess like they just like embraced it more. New Jersey's having a lot of trouble with weed and with like just getting everything approved, and a lot of towns don't want it. And
somebody told me it was your sister. It was like 250 plus municipalities within New Jersey. So that's a lot of opinions.
Yeah, that's a lot of hoops. A lot of
red tape.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like, I guess. It's supposed to be by like August 21st. All the like cities and towns in New Jersey have to let
either
the like cannabis
say yay or nay.
Yeah, to like let the world know if they are down. And like I guess 100 towns are down. But like there's that leads a lot more. As you said, there's a lot of townships. There's a lot of little places. You know, the Jersey Shore. We talked about it. Like they're having a lot of trouble getting people on board, and whatever, it's fucking stupid, but I'm not surprised at all, you know. I'm actually like still very surprised that it got the whole fucking thing got passed at all. Like I really am, as somebody who's from New Jersey. So
it passed overwhelmingly.
Yeah, it was so, even on the other side of the ballot. Like we were talking about that. Like
you gotta
I was
give the people what they want.
Yes, it was the public said we want it, which you know I'm with. I just like it was so it was such a thing, you know, in New Jersey. So. Yeah, they're having trouble trying to figure it out. This article like kind of says that like Massachusetts did like a better job at like getting their licenses out and like setting up shop and embracing it. And I have heard that like Massachusetts like converted a lot of places into like weed factories and a lot of banks into weed banks, you know, because you can't federally, you know, do anything with money with weed. But like Massachusetts kind of found a way. There was some corruption in Massachusetts.
Well, yeah, with licensing.
Yeah, with licensing and stuff like that. But like at first I didn't have a lot of hope for them. But they and we did see that like piece on Boston, like their equity program is like really doing well and they're starting to actually like put their money where their mouth is, which is good. And, you know, I think
people that don't know about cannabis, they always think that you're going to increase crime. All the kids in school are going to start smoking. Your property values are going to go down. And
yeah. And there's like,
I think probably the best thing. And this is just my experience when it took me a long time to actually get my family sort of on board or for me to even tell them what I did. But then once they came and visited a dispensary and saw how civilized it was, I think that's when they sort of changed their mind and they were on board. So if we can get those naysayers a field trip to a well-run dispensary.
Well, I think a lot of the, like what it looks like to me, you know what I mean? Like people are like, yeah, crime. But it's also, I'm reading in this article, legal costs that towns have to pay in order to make sure that a cannabis business is legit is expensive for the town.
Oh, really?
So it increases housing costs. So what they're doing here, and listen, this is bullshit. What they're doing here is they're blaming weed for the housing bullshit that's going on in New Jersey. I can tell you from firsthand experience, there is some bullshit going on. There is a quote in here that says, we're seeing houses being sold for tens and thousands of dollars over listing. That's true. New Jersey is doing that. But not because of weed. What the fuck are you actually talking about?
That's happening everywhere that people want to live.
Right. Like
everywhere.
Everywhere. Especially in New Jersey, like a place like New Jersey, which up and down is right outside New York City. Everywhere in New Jersey, close to New York City. That's the only appeal of New Jersey.
That's insane to blame.
To blame weed.
The housing boom on fucking cannabis.
And like, and then in the same breath, they're saying like it brings out of state people, of course, because travelers from out of state see an opportunity. So in the same breath, they're like, this is like making the housing costs go higher, which I guess is like a good thing for
what do they call it?
Like for the market, but like
when people were moving to Colorado for they were like cannabis refugees.
Yeah it was domestic refugees or something like that. Like it was something insane, but yeah, like it, like I don't know, that is silly, but it's also saying like it's bringing a lot of outer towners, so it's like
we don't like your kind around here.
And some people are saying it's a good thing, because it is, but also people are saying, like, during COVID, weed places were the only thing we're allowed to be open, so that saved a lot of towns, is having, like, the business coming in and out of a dispensary. But New Jersey doesn't know from fucking storefronts, you know? Like, they don't know from a dispensary on every block, so they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. So, like, it... Like, to me, it's just like, just get the fuck over your shit, New Jersey. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, get over your shit. I'm trying to find
people are going to smoke whether you have a shop in your town or not. So you probably should just get on board, New Jersey. Each town, collect some tax dollars, call it a day. It's not reefer madness anymore.
I don't even think that they think that anymore. You know, well, I don't know. I mean, it depends. Like it depends on where you're talking about. Like, yeah, like people like our parents or, you know, coming here, you go to a dispensary and it's very normal. You know, it's fun. It's like, woo, but it's also very, very normal. Even now more than ever where you like, you barely have to show your license, you know, but like in a place like New Jersey, there is nothing like that. Even us being in New York that week, like we were just like, this is pretty out of the ordinary to be like standing here smoking weed. There's no culture. There is culture of weed, but it's a completely different culture.
Yeah.
So
very underground.
I see the reefer madness esqueness of it all because nobody knows what it feels like. So I don't know like what to do for New Jersey. You know, like I hope they get their shit together and like just shut up and stop like fearing that like money is going to go towards. And that really is like down the shore. Business owners are afraid that it's just going to like make their fucking taxes go up or some dumb shit. And like, because there's all sorts of rules and ordinances that go along opening a dispensary, along with opening a dispensary. There's licenses and you know, you school, you can't be close to a school. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, there's like a lot of shit that you like, yeah, a town has to be put through. But like in California, you know, since we've been Prop D for so long and we know the type of money weed brings in, that was something that California understood, you know, or like LA in particular, I guess, from what I understand. Well, like,
yeah,
and it was still, you know, it was still a big thing.
As soon as LA enacted the sales tax on cannabis, even when it was medicinal, you know, they saw the dollars coming in. And, you know, when you have these unfounded fears to keeping your town from actually having a cannabis shop in your local town, then you're limiting the access. So you're sort of encouraging a gray or black market to continue in your town versus, you know, being out front. And so you're a smaller town by the beach. Maybe you just have one or two. You don't want to have a monopoly. So you have like two shops in your town. You can limit the amount of cannabis shops in your town, but there should be, everybody should have access.
Right. Right.
You okay?
Oh yeah. No,
was that?
Oh, that was intense. No, I'm good. I recovered. It was close.
Cereal milk from the Mario bong.
Whew. There's still smoke in there if you want to.
It's delicious though.
I don't know if it's on camera, but a lot of smoke was ingested by me.
I couldn't see you for a minute.
I don't know why, like, I was
You're
just,
gone.
Like, full force. Inhale. No, I'm good. but I think, like, New Jersey and, like, those East Coast places, like, they're all going into cannabis with this, like, you know, they don't know. like, that's what scares me is just, like, they're like, yeah, it's all high tech. It's all, like, fucking... You don't even know. Well, look at all this weed. And like, I get it. I do. Because like, there's nothing like that ever existed over there. It's crazy. But also it's like, guys, okay, it's cool. But like, let's like move past the flashiness of being like, I work in the cannabis industry. And then like, let's get down to what we're actually doing here. Because if you don't, then you're just going to have a bunch of counties that are like, this is going to raise our taxes and fucking cause babies to die in the bathtub. Like, that's stupid.
That is.
You're dumb.
That's madness.
Stop being dumb. I didn't really get to the part of the article that, like, it said Massachusetts was a good example of what to do. I didn't really see anything in here that was, like, that supported that. However, just in my limited Massachusetts dispensary experience, it was very pleasant. So they seem to know what they're doing.
Well, even these small towns in Massachusetts are saying, sure, the travelers help boost our business.
Yeah.
And during COVID, it's the reason why people came to our town and they spent money, and it actually helped us to survive the lean times because people from out of state were actually coming and purchasing cannabis.
Right. And that's true. You know, like that,
you know, they stop for lunch, they buy gas, mm-hmm. they might buy get some weed. Other things. They're getting weed and all those tax dollars.
I want to know where I can get weed when I'm on the East Coast all the time.
Yeah, for
you know,
sure.
Like that is one of the main things of when you travel is like, where do we get
where
weed?
Where do we find the cannabis?
If you're in like that part of the world and you can just like drive to where it's legal, like I highly encourage you to do that because it is. And New Jersey is just afraid. They're just afraid. They're dumb and afraid.
Don't be scared, New Jersey.
Don't be scared. You know, it's crazy because I think of like the boardwalk this weekend and like, you know, 4th of July weekend down the Jersey Shore is really something. And, you know, I don't know. I can't imagine. I can't imagine weed being acceptable in those parts of town. You know, I can't on the beach. I can't. I mean, it's not really, I guess, here on the beach. You can't really smoke weed either.
Well, you're not supposed to.
I mean, we do. But like, yeah, you're not supposed to. And if, you know. Patrol person comes around, you'll get in trouble.
Yeah, I mean, you're not supposed
to. But in New Jersey,
you're not
like,
supposed
you'll
to actually smoke any
arrested.
Cigarettes on,
right.
on the beaches of California, or at least Los Angeles.
Well, I hope New Jersey gets it together. Just get it together. The law is passed, so I'm not sure what you're waiting for. Really not. I like. It's discouraging. But you know, I guess I can't
wait to actually try some. New Jersey weed.
Me neither.
I'm curious.
I am
what's
too.
What's it going to be like?
I am too. I don't know. I mean.
Indoor, outdoor, greenhouse.
I don't know. Like what? Yeah. I feel like a greenhouse is probably a good bet, but maybe outdoor.
There's a certain growing season.
And like, I know they're buying up all the mills and stuff. Oh, just yeah. like in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of indoor.
There's a, yeah, for sure. There's a lot of industrial space in New York as well that's not being used.
Yeah. Yeah, all over. All right, we're going to take a break. Then we're going to come back and do Good Morning America. Good Morning America. We just so happened to like come across this.
Yeah.
Landed on our lives.
Who knew? It would be on Good Morning America.
We'll be right back.
Final Huff and Puff with TS and Sasha.
You're going to put like an effect.
The final
do it again.
Huff
Why
and
don't
Puff
you keep doing it?
With TS and Sasha.
Another time to fail. It's the final Huff and Puff with TS and Sasha on the Cool Nerd Weed Show on IW Radio. Okay, so I'm going to try and play this. I don't know if I will be able to, but I'm going to try to. We just so happen to be like, you were at like the doctor's office or something.
Yeah, I was at my doctor. Can you turn me up a touch? I was at my doctor and it was early, fucking hella early. And this Good Morning America was talking about cannabis and it was sort of a sensational piece about testing.
Well, not really. I mean,
it was real. It was fucking, it was real.
Yeah. It was just like, it was just kind of like, it was weird.
It was a little bit. And they were in, Good Morning America is in New York.
Yeah,
were in New York. I don't know where their correspondent was that they were talking to somebody in the industry that does testing. And they were kind of breaking down the corruption within.
Which we've talked about
corruption in the places in California and elsewhere.
Well, this is a ad, but yeah. We've talked about like the corruption in testing before. You can like kind of buy off your test results and stuff like that. We've also talked about like the validity of THC and like the level of THC that you're like consuming and like if that matters or not. So this is that.
Now to the new report from 538 about the growing legal marijuana business, an investigation detailing claims of corruption in some testing labs driven by the demand for THC. Our Will Reeve is back with that story. Will, good morning.
Good morning. But THC is what the casual cannabis consumer likely thinks about when they think about marijuana. The theory goes that the more THC there is, the more high you get, so retailers can charge more. And it turns out, according to a new report, labs are inflating numbers. Consumers might be getting cheated.
Stock footage of weed inserted, rolling blunts. For some reason, close up of people's mouths,
yeah.
Smoking weed. I don't know.
It's always weird.
But, you know, they do.
Legal marijuana is growing in the U.S. It's a $17 billion a year business. But according to an investigative report by 538, the industry is rife with fraud and consumers may be getting ripped off.
Consumers are looking for as much THC as they can get, which is creating financial rewards for having more THC in product. And that's also creating some really perverse incentives in the market to fraudulently inflate how much THC is actually in that product.
THC, tetrahydrocannabinol, is a psychoactive compound found in cannabis. It's what helps get you high.
Because retailers know that consumers equate THC with highness, right? And they can charge more to give more, is the theory?
Exactly. The idea with a lot of consumers is that they're getting more value, more bang for their buck.
So this like implicates the grower, I guess. Like this kind of like says, if I grow a weed that I like should notoriously test above 30%, I will pay you to skew those results.
Because my product will sell faster and better.
If it yields higher.
If it yields a higher THC rating.
Corruption.
How confident should an average consumer walking into a legal cannabis shop feel in the product that they're buying in terms of its accuracy on the label?
I would not be confident at all about the accuracy on any label at a legal cannabis shop in really any state in this country.
This is okay. So like that's very intense for him to be like, not at all.
Not at all. Yeah,
because
for sure.
The reason why, and like we only have a few minutes, but like the reason why everything is so crazy expensive right now, or just like starting a weed business is like so expensive and so hard, is testing. You know, like testing is very expensive. Part of the reason, not the whole reason. But like you sign up to be like put through this ringer of tests and it's very expensive and it's torn down a lot of businesses that were trying to start and couldn't. So if your boy is just like, don't ever trust any lab, like that's a cause for concern. So I don't know. Maybe this is sensational because like, I don't know. I feel like that would be like a big deal.
This is on Good Morning America. And you just told everybody that's watching in America to not trust their test results.
Which is the one thing, and TS and I included this. That's the one thing that we always say is cool about weed being so regulated. And we hate a lot of it. But what we do like is like,
The truth,
the transparency of testing. So if this guy is to be believed, and I don't know, you know what I mean? But we have reported on things like this where labs have been corrupt.
It's true. Labs have been corrupted, but like damning the whole testing system, which is the only system that we actually have.
Right.
Is,
so to be like, don't trust it. I'm a little bit like, what the fuck are you talking about? Because that's drastic. And, you know, we kind of don't know where to go. So, you know, definitely still trust testing. You know, like if something is like, if it's a flower and it's like tested at like, you know, 75% THC, then yeah, question it. That's not logical. But like if it's flower and it tests on the high 20s, you're good. You don't have to worry about it. You know, look up your farms, look up your local shit. But please don't like take your confidence out of the legal market testing, because that's
all we have.
That's all we have. And like, if we're going to do that, and listen, we go on record standing by it now. Who knows? Maybe something will come out that's like every single lab in California has been skewing the results. And then we will say, damn, we were wrong. But for right now, it is a little bit more sensational than I would like personally. And with that, we are done with our show. Follow us on Twitter at Cool Nerd Weed. Follow us everywhere else, Cool Nerd Weed Show. You can find us. We do video stuff. We're all over the place. We're everywhere. We're worldwide, transcontinental. And
don't panic.
It's organic.